It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning, Mary may push the button prematurely. Yeah, we're going to have fun, and y'all just figure this out as we go along, because I'm totally confused.
Well, that was the jocularity part. Now the knowledge part's going to come in here in a second.
Oh, yeah, the knowledge part, I don't even think I have. Oh, I do have a word of the day. Or no, I don't. I guess our word of the day is Mary is not doing as well as she normally does.
How about we do nautical?
Nautical? Is that the opposite of nicicle?
No. I'm thinking it has to do with the sea. And I know today we wanted to talk about something related to the sea.
We do.
And that's the first thing that came to mind. I thought Neptune was the first thing that came to mind.
Well, then I like Neptune even better, because nautical just means concerning sailors or navigation and maritime.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because you were once upon a time a sailor.
Oh, I was. I was the best sailor that I could possibly be.
They kept you in there 48 days and let you go.
Well, you know, we had a good relationship, me and the Navy.
Yeah.
It was all about authority. And it was in charge.
I know how much you love authority.
But they helped me. I'm glad. They helped me understand.
Well, Neptune is a planet.
Mm-hmm.
The eighth and farthest known solar planet from the sun. It's the fourth largest planet in diameter. But the Neptune you're thinking about is the god of fresh water and the sea in Roman religion.
The dude, yeah.
He is the counterpart of the Greek god Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
Carries a big trident.
Trident.
All I could think of was pitchfork. And I knew he didn't carry a pitchfork.
Well, he was one of my favorite gods to study back in the Greek god studies.
He's kind of cool.
Cool dude, yeah.
So today we are talking about cruise ship, because Barb Marino, our delightful researcher and one of the best neighbors in my neighborhood, wouldn't you be my neighbor?
Yeah.
She did some research for us on the best cruise ships.
Thanks, Barb.
And she's got a list of, I don't know, four or five, six, I don't know how many. But I'll just start talking about them, and then Gene and I can go off on a tangent of our own wherever we want to.
Sounds good.
The Oasis of the Seas was launched by Royal Caribbean in 2009, and it was the first of its kind. Features a zip line and an aqua theater.
Very nice.
I remember when the zip line on the ship came out, I'm like, what? The Symphony of the Seas launched in 2019 and has 2,100 crew members to work and serve and provide hospitality services.
That's a city worth of
to
people.
5,518 passengers.
Wow.
Did you ever surf on a carrier?
No, but that's exactly what I was just thinking about. The number of passengers and crew is equivalent to an aircraft carrier.
6,000 and an aircraft carrier is a floating city. My son served on an aircraft. He didn't serve on the carrier. He was attached to the squadron, so he wasn't a boat person. He was a squadron person, so they didn't like him so much on the boat.
Right, yeah. Different culture.
Different culture. You got boat people, they call them, and then you have the flyboys. He wasn't a pilot, but he was a mechanic for the pilots, and he wielded a little bit of power as he got on. So were you attached to a different kind of ship?
Well, I was on a nuclear-powered guided missile cruiser, and so our job was to be an escort for the carrier.
Oh.
Wherever the carriers went, us and our sister ship were very nearby, watching all
the
sides and shooting missiles at the enemy planes trying to come in, you know, protecting the carrier, essentially.
Yeah, very cool. So this Symphony of the Sea goes to the Mediterranean and is one of the world's biggest cruise ships. Now, the Allure of the Seas launched a year before, and they only had 5,400 passengers, but they had 2,384 crew members. So they had more crew members, but fewer passengers. They also featured a zip line and an aqua theater.
Interesting.
The Ada Nova was created by German-based AIDA Cruisers. Now, it has 6,000 passengers and 2,500 crew members. That's even bigger.
Huge.
Fully powered by natural gas. The MSC Meraviglia and the MSC Bellissima, I guess, are sister ships, both launched in 2019. They feature a large LED-lit roof display, which I guess is good for airplanes flying over at night. I don't know.
Novelty, I guess, when it came out.
The first ship to have artificial intelligence in each stateroom.
Interesting.
So I'm guessing that's like Alexa.
Probably.
Turn on the lights. Alexa, turn on the TV.
Used to be you had to push a button and the other person on the other end said, okay.
I'm going down to get breakfast. Do you want to come? No, bring me back some. That's the artificial intelligence in my relationship. Curtis, I'm going to go down for breakfast. Do you want to come or you want to just bring you back a plate of bacon? The Norwegian, well, I lost my spot. The Norwegian Escape features onboard oceans and a snow room.
Mm-hmm.
Onboard oceans and they're floating in the ocean?
I guess. I mean.
And a snow room. They have beautiful artwork on the hull. And they're smaller, 4,200 passengers. Quantum of the Seas features the North Star. I'm not sure what that means, but maybe.
I don't know. Unless it's, I don't know, maybe it's a certain navigation system or something, perhaps.
I don't know. The Norwegian Bliss has 16 decks and debuted in Alaska. Anthem of the Seas has 4,900 passengers, 2,100 crew members, 16 decks. Spectrum of the Seas has pools, live entertainment, and 16 decks. Curtis and I went on a cruise for our honeymoon. We went on the Carnival Glory. It was not as spectacular as some of these. They had gigantic water slides.
Yeah.
And they had indoor entertainment. What do you call it? Live entertainment. They had really good food. Oh, I remember. It was interesting because they had your regular dining, which was good. And it was very tasty. But they also had a supper club that you could spend an extra $30 and had real dining experience with a sommelier, and the food was all custom made for you on the spot. It was very, very nice.
Fancy.
We decided to do that, thinking that we'd be kind of romantic and do it on our own, because it was our honeymoon.
Yeah.
But the group that joined us on our honeymoon, y'all, that's a whole nother story.
That's another show, huh?
We went on a group cruise with other people for our honeymoon. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Interestingly enough, on our honeymoon cruise, we went on an excursion with this group. We docked in Mexico, and we were going to go by van. We had a caravan of two vans, each holding 12 people or so, and we were going to an inland lake for a traditional Mexican picnic. Well, one of the people on the cruise was an actual celebrity. He was the reason that Curtis wanted to go. It was Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica, All My Children, Days of My Lives, or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was a TV star-ish. Good guy. God rest his soul. He's passed on. Anyway, he thought everybody was there to be a fan, and I wasn't. And so, of course, he tried to make me be his fan. And me being the contrarian that I am, said, nope, I'm going to resist.
You can't make me.
You can't make me. You can't make me. You can't make me. And Curtis was kind of along for the ride with me, especially being on our honeymoon. I think he had little choice. But when this celebrity decided to hold a Hollywood tantrum, he decided he didn't want to go to a lake inland and see this lovely, you know, interior of Mexico where very few people went. He wanted to go to the beach and do a tequila tasting. Well, Curtis and I live in Florida. We were surrounded by beaches. It wasn't a big deal to us.
Yeah.
So we said, fine, we'll go to the beach with you, but we're not playing with you. So when we got back to the beach, we asked the driver or the tour guide, I think his name was Pedro, but maybe not. That's been a few years. Anyway, we asked him, can we walk from here back to the ship? And he said, just follow the coastline, no problem. Well, there were many problems along this coastline. It was rocky. The rocks were sharp. There was a lot of broken coral there. We had to put on our shoes. We couldn't go barefoot. But we were walking along this very uneven. It wasn't as a crow flies thing. It was about a mile from the ship. You could see the ship easily. But we probably had to walk 5 miles, had to hike.
Yeah.
Halfway there, a terrible tropical thunderstorm came. Curtis surprised me. I'm still surprised when I think about it. He decided that we needed to get out of the storm. I would have enjoyed walking in the rain. It didn't matter. But he wanted to get me out of the storm. So he went inland, to a couple of feet, and he stomped down a little... Because, I mean, it was full of high grasses and whatnot.
Right.
And he stomped down a circular little shelter for us. And there were, big elephant ears and palm leaves. And he made a little fort for us. And we weathered out the storm in this fort.
Cool.
It was cool. Except it was hot. Because it was so dense.
Oh.
We worked up a sweat in there. So... And when the storm ended, we went back out into the water, got cooled down, and we continued our walk. At the end of the walk, we were feet away from the deck. Curtis said, I think we have to go around, we either have to go around this wall or we have to scale this wall. Because there was a big concrete wall going out into the ocean, or the Gulf of Mexico right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we, Curtis, athletic. Scale this wall like a little monkey. And he says, oh, I don't know if you could make it. I said, no, I can't make it.
No.
I was dumb. No, I don't do climbing like a monkey. So he said, I could help you up. And then he said, the problem is on the other side, there's like a 5-foot drop. Because there was a sloping dune that led up to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just scramble up 4 or 5 feet. But there may have been a 8-foot drop. And he was afraid I might break something.
Sure.
So he said, we're going to have to go around the wall. So, okay. So we waded out into the Gulf. And I'm trying to carry my backpack, which had papers and things in it. And money and things of this nature. Trying to keep it dry. So as I'm climbing up this big dune... Curtis is calling my name, and I said, I'm huffing. I'm looking down at my feet, watching the stuff, and I'm huffing and puffing and going up this, and I'm holding the backpack, and I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there. Mary, I'm coming. Mary. I said, I'll be there in a minute. He said, Mary, please look at me. And I look up, and Curtis is standing there, and there is a man holding a gun on him, and he had a badge. I'm like, I'll be
there. Oh, no.
I'm like, hola. Un momento. So I get up there as fast as I can. And he was a security guard for a private community, which was what that wall was protecting.
I see.
And he says, sheep cart. And I'm like, I don't know what a sheep cart is. Oh, you mean my ship card. So I pull out my card, proving that we were attached to a ship, that we weren't terrorists or anything like that.
Right.
He says, you get on your ship and you'll no come back.
Oh, no.
So we were actually held at gunpoint on our honeymoon.
Wow. Well, it'll teach you.
Yeah, taught me to ask questions, look around, and not necessarily go the... But let me tell you, when we went to our supper club that night, we had a story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
So, cruise...
Well, and even now, it's a great story.
Yeah, I had fun.
Gunpoint on your honeymoon.
Although, you know, our time is totally up, and we did talk about ships.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, during COVID, you can't go on a cruise, but that doesn't mean you won't ever be able to go on a cruise again.
Someday.
Maybe.
Well, I guess though, that's what it is. It's time to get out of here.
It is. Yeah. It's time to go.
All right.
Because Gene's got business to tend to. And
yeah.
Kenny's in here making noise. Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.